thank you, thank you. And Lord, I don't want to act like it ain't nothing. Lord, the world, they all tickled to death because they got all the world's riches, but they're going to hell. Lord, I may not have the world's riches, but I got you, and I'm richer than anybody, and I'm going to come to be with you someday. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it don't change. I thank you for salvation that's thorough, complete. It's wonderful. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me something down inside. And Father, I pray now that you might help me to preach, not as I want, but as you want me to. Lord, I ask you to give me power as you direct. Give me wisdom as you see fit. Give me understanding. But I pray for the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls in this service, and also on the live stream, those who will go back and watch it later. Speak to our heart, I pray. In Jesus' name I ask, and amen. And I want to look at something very simple truth this morning, and it might even start a Sunday morning series for a couple, three, four Sundays. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see. That'll be up to the Lord. But I want you to think about this simple truth. Now, this truth is for everyone. I want you to listen carefully. We've heard it mentioned. The phrase has been said many times in our services, but we're going to preach to you this morning. Things that are different are not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Now, usually when you say something like that, you go, well, duh, I know that. But yet, I don't know that we know that. Things that are different are not the same. You think about it. Now, it's time we understand that. It is true. It is true that there is no difference in people being allowed to call on the name of the Lord. I want you to look in your Bibles in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. We know this. And we're just going to give you a few thoughts this morning. I'm not going to preach all the 20 sermons I heard. I was just tempting you this morning. All right. I was trying to get you excited a little bit. I thought you might say, yes! But I didn't, nobody said that. All right. Romans chapter 10, verse 12, it says, for there is no difference, all right, between the Jew and the Greek. You know, although there's a Jew and a Greek, they're different, ain't they? But it says there's no difference. There's no difference in between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. So there's no difference. If anybody calls on the Lord, it don't matter whether you be Jew or Greek, you're allowed to call on the Lord. You know, that's just another way of saying it. It's for whosoever will, let him call on the name of the Lord. There's no difference there. Now, we understand that. Everybody understand that? There's no difference there. And then it's true that there is no difference in people who believe by faith. Look back in Romans 3. Romans 3. And let's look here at verse 21. There's no difference in people who believe. See, everybody look at me this morning. There's only one way of salvation, and that's by grace through faith. You understand that? It's not of works. It's not works to get it. It's not works to keep it. It's by grace through faith. Now, if you add anything to that, then you are believing or teaching heresy. It's by grace through faith. Always has been. By grace through faith. And there's no difference in anybody that believes, they get the same salvation, get saved the same way. They get everything everybody else gets. All right? Now, when I got saved, May the 27th, 1973, I didn't get no more or no less than Carolyn did in 1951 or 52, whatever year it was that. I didn't get no, although there's many years between. Many years ago, if you got saved yesterday, you didn't get no more, no less than the one who's been saved the longest here this morning. I don't know if there's anybody here this morning that was saved before 51, 52. If so, that's great. But you didn't get no more, no less than what they did. We got the same. I got eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. If you got saved yesterday, you got eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you got saved 65 years ago, you got eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's the same thing. And Romans chapter 3 verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for what? There is no difference. So we see there's no difference there. Does everybody understand? There's no difference on whoever calls on the name of the Lord. Jew or Greek. Beggar, man, thief. It don't matter. Right? Whoever calls on, you're allowed to call on the name of the Lord. Whether you be an American. I understand Christianity ain't an American Christianity. It's for the world. For all people. All right? For the Arabs, for the Egyptians, for the Iranians, for the Ukrainians, for the Russians, for the North Koreans, South Koreans, for the Vietnamese, for the Japanese, for the Mexicans, for the Canadians, for the politicians, Because that's a whole different breed of people there. That's why we put them in there like that, right? But there's salvation for all. There is no difference. But yet, things that are different are not the same, but there is some differences. There is some distinctions. There is some things that the Lord lays out that there is a difference. That there is a difference. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. We all right? Let's look in Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10. We're going to start back here in case we preach a series, then we'll go through the New Testament. But we're going to look here at Leviticus chapter 10 and see that there is a difference. Now listen to me. There's a difference between holy and unholy. You know, everybody ain't holy. Everybody ain't saved. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Everybody don't go to heaven when they die. There's a difference between holy and unholy. There's a difference between clean and unclean. There's a difference. Things that are different are not the same. See, we live today that everybody's the same. Everybody's over there, Lord, just be sincere. But that's not true. Things that are different are not the same. I'm supposed to be different. If you're saved, you're supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be the same as unsaved people. Because things that are different are not the same. We understand that? Look in Leviticus chapter 10. Let's look at verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation. Verse 10. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of... Look at verse 10. And that you may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. There's a difference in holy and unholy. There's a difference between clean and unclean. Things that are different are not the same. It's not the same to be holy and unholy. Everybody understand the point here? It's not the same to be clean and unclean. There's a difference. It's either or. Holy or unholy. It's either or. Clean or unclean. It's either or. Alright? Well, let's look again. Chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11. Everybody still with me? Look here. Verse 47. What's it say? To make a difference between the unclean and the clean. Between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. I just want you to understand that things that are different are not the same. It's not okay. Everything's not even. Everything's not level across the board. There's right and there's wrong. There's holy and there's unholy. And there's clean and there's unclean. There's a way that we are to be as a Christian. There's a way that we're supposed to be that you normally are or that you are as an unsaved person. You know, you don't have to be that way, but nevertheless, there's a difference. Things that are different are not the same. Now, we can go a long way, a lot of many topics, but we're going to just deal with holy and unholy this morning. Everybody still okay? There has to be a difference. See, what we're seeing today is that there's no difference. Everybody is giving up stuff to where there's no difference. There's no difference. Now, I'm going to say some things this morning, and it's just going to be the way it is. Amen. All right? There's some things today that we ought to act different because we're different. We're not the same. But it seems like we're trying to be the same as the world. We're trying to be. But we're different. Because things are different are not the same. But yet, we'll go further to be like the world than we will be like a Christian. We'll try to be like the world. But I wonder how many try to be like a Christian. Huh? If we put forth as much effort to be like a Christian as we do to fit in the world, we might be a spiritual powerhouse. But we try to make it like it's everything's okay. Things that are different are not the same. Can I ask a question? And I don't want you answering verbally. I want you to think about the answer, and I'm not going to give the answer. How come is it that if you go to Burma, and we watch all them videos from the Burmese people, how come all them girls dress modest? Wait a minute, they're heathen out of the jungle. They don't know nothing. How come the women's got dresses on? I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's good, preacher.
How come? A boy sent me a bunch of pictures from Kenya. You know, they're living in grass huts and tin barns and chicken houses. But every one of them was modest.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Where'd they learn that at? Well, they learned it because that was natural. They got to unlearn it to dress like Americans.
Yeah.
Now, I know it wasn't going to be popular when I started, and so I said, this ain't going to be popular. Wonderful. Because, like I say, things that are different are just not the same. You know, 50 years ago, we didn't dress like we dress today either. Now, how many sermons down through the years have you heard me preach on any way anybody dressed? I know, because I've been preaching trying to get your heart lined out. But since your heart don't change, maybe I'm going to have to preach on standards.
Amen.
Things that are different are not the same. I seen some old pictures a while back in the early 60s. The whole family went to the grocery store, and the daddy had on a suit, and the wife had on a dress, and all the kids were dressed like they was going to Sunday school, and all they went to was the grocery store. And now we come to the church house, look like we've been at Golly Days at Memorial Park sleeping in a tent for 3 weeks. Things that are different are not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Now, but there's a reason things are different. Let's go to Exodus. We'll preach this for a moment. All right? We got a guest preacher tonight. You'll be happy. Exodus chapter 11. Huh? You say, well, you've done said before that the outside don't matter. I said the outside don't matter coming to Jesus. You've never heard me say nothing else.
That's right.
You've never heard me say nothing else. Mm-hmm. The only thing I've always said was the outside don't matter when it's coming to Jesus.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
and I've been trying to get everybody to come to Jesus. Now, since we're all come to Jesus, now we have to do right. Exodus chapter 11. All right? Things that are different are not the same. Truth is, everybody's not okay. Truth is, everybody don't go to heaven. Truth is, everybody's not right. Truth is, there's a difference, and God makes the difference. Let me tell you how God makes the difference. He makes the difference by the blood. That's where the first difference is made. We okay? Let's look in Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Now, to give you a little bit of background, let's do it right quick. Everybody with me? Look at me this way. Give you a little bit of background right quick. The children of Israel been in bondage for 400 some years. Everybody with me? All right. God raises up Moses. Moses is going to be the deliverer. Moses comes in to deliver the children of Israel. And when he comes in, of course, Pharaoh don't want him to go because he's getting good labor for cheap price. And that's the way it was. The children of Israel were a guest in Egypt with Joseph and his daddy and Jacob and all the brothers. They were guests when they first come to Egypt. But as they began to multiply and God blessed the children of Israel, and they become more than the Egyptians. The Egyptians overruled them, if you will, put them in bondage and started treating them as slaves. And that's where they ended up. And they was overrun. And then the Egyptians gained army, and Israel wasn't worried about army. They was worried about flocks and herds and surviving and worshiping God. That's all they's interested in. So the Egyptians overpowered them and made them slaves. That's your account in Exodus. We still okay? And God heard the groanings of the children of Israel. He raised up Moses. Moses went down to deliver them, and he went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, no, I ain't letting them go. That's foolish. I ain't letting them go. So Moses then started with God's hand upon him, started with 10 plagues against the gods of Egypt that they were worshiping. The first three were normal, other than the first one and the last plague of the 10. All the plagues were normal things that happen in life, normal things that would happen in any place, okay? But the first thing he done, he turned the water into blood. All right? Well, the Egyptians said, well, we'll fix that. So they did too. Does it make sense that they turned water into blood too? They didn't turn the blood back to water. They just turned more water into blood. They didn't help nothing. The magicians. Everybody still with me? Everybody still with me?
Yes.
Now, the first three plagues were again all the people. Then the next set of three, if you would, was again the Egyptians. They had flies and they had bulls. And well, flies come through swarms, people get bulls, right? But then things started hitting home. and it was darkness. It was so dark that they could feel it. But not with the children of Israel. They had lights in their dwelling. Now, undoubtedly, the Egyptians couldn't even light a candle. Their candles wouldn't burn. Their lamps wouldn't burn. They strike a box of matches. Couldn't light nothing. Couldn't build a fire. Couldn't do anything. You understand it? But the children of Israel went on. They had light in their dwelling. See, God started putting a difference. Okay? He started putting a difference between the children of Israel and the Egyptians. See, the children of Israel were his people. And he said, we're not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Are you following me? And then some more plagues took place, and they had the hail that was like fire, and they had the myrrh that affected the cattle, and all these things that happened started affecting the Egyptians' property and the land of Goshen there, the place where the Israelites lived. Things was pretty good. Because God started setting a distinction between his people and the world. Are we okay? Why? Because things that are different are not the same.
Amen.
They were all people. But there's a difference. We're all people, but there's supposed to be a difference. There's supposed to be a difference in our home. There's supposed to be a difference in the schoolhouse. There's supposed to be, if we got Christian people going to the public school, then the public school parents ought to be running the school. That ought to be running the school. Think about that. If we go to a Christian school, then you would think then the Christians are running the school. I don't know. But even homeschool, there ought to be Christian. There ought to be a difference. Everybody follow me? But now it comes down to the 10th plague. Pharaoh, in a sense, sends away his day of grace, if you want to use that word. He crosses a deadline because he told Moses, don't come to me no more because I'll kill you when I see you. He walked across the line. There wasn't no repentance no more for Pharaoh. Everybody okay? And Moses says this in Exodus chapter 11. Everybody with me? Talk to me now. Now don't get put off on what I said a while ago about clothing. Some of you still chewing on that. Can I just go ahead and tell you, there wouldn't be much transgender things going on if a man looked like a man, a woman looked like a woman.
Amen.
If a man's hair looked right, and his clothes looked right, and a woman dressed right, there wouldn't be much difference in a man and a woman. You wouldn't see what we see today. Okay? You'd be able to tell at a distance.
Amen.
Okay? Okay?
Amen.
See, it used to be when we filled out application, there wasn't, but when it said gender, it was male or female. That was all that was asked for. There wasn't no middle, and there wasn't no extra box.
Amen.
You know, I'm a male and I got a dog maybe, but I mean, there wasn't no extra box for another type. Okay? Now look at verse 7. Y'all won't let me go nowhere else, will you? Y'all won't let me go to South Carolina no more. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Look what the Bible says. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth what? Put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. The Lord is the one that makes the difference. The Lord makes a difference. But now he's going to tell us how he's going to make a difference. He's going to make a difference right now. Is everybody still okay with me?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to, how is he going to make a difference? Why is he going to make a difference? Because he's fixing to do some changing. All right. Let's start at verse 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. He's going to start a difference with a new beginning. Huh? That's the first thing he's going to do. He's going to let us have a new beginning. There's a difference. Hey, you remember when you got a new beginning? I remember when I got a new beginning. Huh? A new beginning is bad. Everything gets to start. I'm different. It's different now. Since Jesus saved my soul, it's different now. Since by His blood I'm whole. Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me. But now it's different. Yes, it's all so different now. Huh? Right? But no, let me tell you what we're doing. We're living the same life that we've always lived. It ain't much changed other than coming to church on Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah.
Men and women in sin ask more people to the beer joint than they've ever asked them to the church house. We've thrown more parties to get drunk. And we've had more fellowship at our house to praise the Lord. They're not true? Huh? I've just been reading. I find a difference. Huh? I find a difference. What made the difference? The blood is what made the difference. I go back to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve sinned, right? We know they sinned. What made the difference? What got fellowship reinstated? The blood. Cain and Abel had problems. Huh? What did God show was the difference? The blood. The blood. The blood is supposed to make our difference this morning. The blood is supposed to start our new beginning. We still okay? Now let's go on. Verse 3 says, speaking to you all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. Every man a lamb. Now I got a new beginning. Huh? Every man's going to have a lamb. This is my instruction. Every man is to have a lamb. Can I tell you, the gospel has been preached to all the world. That every man's supposed to have a lamb. You're supposed to have a lamb this morning. You're supposed to have the Lamb of God. You're supposed to come to the Lamb of God for salvation. Every man a lamb. That's instruction. We okay? Huh? And don't blow up in the back now. Listen to me now. Every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, got every man a lamb. Now we got the household if be too small for the lamb. We got what we got. We got instruction. Now we're going to have introduction. Okay. For now, it's not a lamb anymore. It's the lamb. Now it's a specific lamb. It's not just a. Everybody needs a savior. Is that the message for the world? Everybody needs a savior. Talk to me. But it ain't just a savior. It's the Savior. It's not just any old Savior, but it's a certain Savior. It's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Jesus, or there's not a Savior. Huh? Everybody's wanting extras. Everybody's wanting other gods and other ways and other things. They change the Bibles so you can have other ways. And say what you want this morning. Other version Bibles teach a works salvation. Amen. You don't have to believe it. It's the truth anyhow. Huh? It teaches a works salvation. Because things that are different are not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Now let's go on. So we see now we got the lamb. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Verse 5 then says, your lamb. I see inner instruction that it's every man a lamb. Then I see introduction that it's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, Jesus and Him alone, in Christ alone. My hope is found, nothing else this morning, but it's in Christ alone. in Christ alone. That's my introduction. But then I have identification. Huh? For verse 5 says it's your lamb. He becomes my lamb. Huh? It was a good lamb. It was a instructional lamb. Yes, I love it. I'm instructed. Everybody needs a savior. Huh? I'm glad it's the savior, Jesus Christ. And then he becomes my savior, my friend, I'm the one. Hey, he becomes the one for me. I'm the one that was lost and he rescued me and he's my savior this morning. Huh? Huh? And I can identify with him. I am to identify with Jesus. You're to identify with Jesus this morning. And the blood makes the difference. Not nothing else. Not your heritage. Not your genealogy. But the blood of Jesus Christ makes the difference. Now, your lamb shall be without blemish or male the first year, and you shall take it out from the sheep, from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side post and on the upper door post of the house wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor salt it all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertness thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus ye shall eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And what? And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Can I tell you that something made a difference in the way the people were going to go from then on? And it was the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe this morning we better go back to our beginning and see when the blood was applied to the doorpost and lintels of our soul and set us apart, that we was a different people, a new people, having a new beginning. And it wasn't just a lamb somewhere in Israel that was slain. It's not just the lamb, Jesus Christ. Hey, it's my lamb that made a change in me. It's time we start being different in the way we live, in the way that we speak, in the way that we conduct ourselves, in the places we go, what our priorities are, and exactly what we do in this life, because the blood is supposed to have made a difference this morning, because the Lord puts the difference. The Lord makes the difference. It ain't me that makes the difference. It's the Lord that makes the difference. And if the Lord has not made a difference in your life, that you're not the same as you was, then I invite you to come and get you your lamb this morning, the Lord Jesus, and let him save your soul and let him change you into what you're supposed to be today, because the Lord makes the difference. The Lord is the one that makes the difference. He made a difference for everybody to see. He didn't put it in the closet. He put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the door of the house. So when anybody walked down the street, that's a bloody house. That's a bloody house. They knew they was the people behind that door were different. Huh? Huh? They're going to come by your house. They do every day. They drive by and look and they see you in the store and they see you in the hospitals and they see you in the workplace and they see you at school. And they look and say, oh, there's a bloody house. Or they say, well, there's no difference. But the things that are different are not the same. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be peculiar. Huh? We're supposed to look different. Supposed to act different. Supposed to talk different. Our conversation is supposed to be, our terminology is supposed to be different. I know, now there'll be somebody, oh, well, you need to straighten up your talk. I don't talk dirty.
No.
I use a lot of slang, yeah. Okay, well, quit using slang. Is that going to help you? If Christ died on the cross ain't going to help you live any better, me not using slang ain't going to help you a bit. Huh? Because things that are different are not the same. Why did you get saved? Why did you get saved? Did you get saved as Miss Hale? Well, did you? If you did, are you glad about it? Are you glad you ain't going to hell? If for no, if that's the only reason you got saved, then okay. Okay. Are you happy about that? Are you happy about anything? I'm serious. Are you happy about anything?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy about, are you glad church starts at 10? Should we start at 15 till? Now then you'd be 30 minutes late. How about we start 15 after? You say, well, that's all. I'm just asking. What does it take to make you happy? What does it take for your joy to be full? Because I'm preaching the same Bible. I listened to a 1987 sermon. And I preached, it is no secret what God can do. That's what I preached in 1987. And I ain't preaching a bit different this morning than I preached in 1987.
Amen.
I ain't preaching a bit different. So, is the preaching lacking?
No.
Let me ask you this. Look at me now. Look me right in the eyeball. Am I feeding you?
Yes.
Do I feed you enough? Are you grasping and remembering everything I've been teaching you, preaching to you all these 19 years? So I can go back and pick dates and remember what I preached and taught. Can you? What I preached last Sunday morning. Anybody know what I preached last Sunday morning? Don't look on your notes. I'm asking if you remember. Do you remember what I preached last Sunday morning? Do you remember what I preached a year ago? You don't remember what I preached last Sunday morning. What was the title of my Bible study last Wednesday? I wasn't here this Wednesday. Don't look at your notes. What did I teach you last Wednesday? We started a new Bible lesson. What did I teach you? What was it? It was going to be prophecy, and the first thing was death. That's right. Y'all remember that? Who sung last Sunday? Who sung last Sunday morning? Remember what they sung? What did Dennis teach Wednesday night? Don't look at your notes. What did Dennis teach Wednesday night? Who sung? Who sung Wednesday night? Who sung last Sunday night? Who sung last Sunday night? Who was it? What we sing? What we sing? I care not today what tomorrow may bring, in sadness or sunshine or rain. Now let me ask you, don't count me small. I'm just saying, why'd you come? What do you come for? Who prayed this morning? Man, who prayed in service? Who did I call on to pray? Who did I call on to pray last Sunday? Y'all don't remember Larry Root praying last Sunday morning? Why do you come? Where's the difference? Where's the difference? You used to go to the bar and you sung every song that was on the jukebox. You sit through a ball game and you know the plays, you know the scores. Where's the difference? Things that are different are not the same. There's a difference in holy and unholy. I'm going to put a difference between the Egyptians. It says that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. How about we go a little further? How about we read verse 15? I'm just making a stink this morning. My feelings ain't hurt about anything I've asked, okay? Everybody understand that? I love you no different. No, I love you more, okay? I'm asking you, I know why I come. I know who's here and who ain't. But we're still introducing ourselves to people that's been here 2 years. Why do we come? Why come to worship? Are you? Why come to praise the Lord? Do you? Where's the difference? The children of Israel, 2 million of them, became a different people after this day and this night. So different that they gathered all their belongings on their back and walked out to a land they never saw, to a God they never saw. They didn't even learn His name until Moses said, I am that I am sent me. They didn't even know who He was. And they said, we'll follow you in the wilderness. Huh? We still okay? Well, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you the change of me. Everybody still okay with me? Y'all love me. Look at me. Do you love me? I'm asking you now. Look at me. Do you really love me? Do you really love me? You love me. You still love me. You love me. You love me. Y'all love me. Huh? Do you really? All right. Let's see. Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day of the week you shall put away leaven out of your house. When the blood makes a difference, we're supposed to put leaven out of our house. Leaven's a type of what? You're supposed to get it out of your house when the blood makes a change. We okay? We still okay? Supposed to clean your house up. Supposed to say anything. We still okay? How about we turn to Ezekiel? I'm going to quit right here. Clark, I'm going just as I am for invitation song. Not when I see the blood or are you washing the blood. That's what you're thinking probably. Ezekiel 44. We okay? Talk to me. Are we really okay? Let's look at Ezekiel 44 and let's just start at, let's just start at verse 21, okay? Neither shall any priest drink wine. We can stop there. And we are priests and kings. That's just all of us, just by the way. Neither shall any priest drink wine. Just go ahead and throw that in there. That's not the message, but just go ahead and tell you If you're drinking, you're wrong. You're drunk. Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter to the inner court. Neither shall they take for their wives the widow, nor her that is put away, but she shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before. And look at verse 23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. You know what we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be teaching the difference between the holy and the profane. We're supposed to be teaching the difference between the clean and the unclean. Why? Because the things that are different are not the same.
Amen.
There is a difference. It ain't okay for everything. It ain't okay for everything. How about we look at Ezekiel 22? And here's the problem. Herein lies the problem. And I'll take my blame. Ezekiel 22, verse 26. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. I reckon from what I find in the Word of God, it's my fault. It's my fault. Because I'm not distinguishing between the clean and the unclean enough. And I'm not distinguishing between the holy and the unholy enough that the Lord's name is profaned among us. Things that are different are not the same. We're supposed to be a certain way this morning. The blood one makes the difference. Things that are different are not the same. I'm not, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be different at a glance. I'm supposed to be different when they hear me speak. Even old Peter, in the shape he was, denying the Lord, they said, wait a minute. Your speech betrayeth you. Now, was it because he had an accent? He wasn't from another country. He was from right there. It wasn't his accent. But he wasn't talking like the rest of that outfit. His speech betrayed him. Surely, surely you're one of them Jesus people. Because your speech betrayeth you. Surely you're one of them Jesus freaks. One of them fanatics. Huh? That's what I am now, and I'm a fanatic. Huh? I'm a fanatic. You go preaching all that independent stuff. Women wearing dresses and men doing... That's what I'll hear. That's what I'll hear. Huh? Fanatic! Ah, you fanatic! I ain't going to die. You better fanatic. Well, maybe my speech will just start betraying me. I wish I could remember it. I'm thinking about the old poem about the preacher on the fence. You ever hear that old poem about the preacher on the fence? I'll mess it up. I ain't gonna say it, but look it up somewhere. Hear me today. The bloods make a difference. Things that are different are not the same. Father, if you don't speak, I can't. If you don't move upon us, Lord, it ain't gonna matter what I do. Lord, if you don't take this church turn it around, that we might have power once again and joy of the Holy Ghost. Lord, if you don't do it, Lord, there ain't going to be nothing that I do or say. God, if there's anything, convict us that we might fall in love with you all over again, that nothing else matters but you. Convict us of our sins and our worldliness, the way we live, the way we act, the way we talk. Lord, the way that we've let it just mean nothing, that the blood made a difference. God, I pray this morning that we might see there's a difference in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's